Okay, today is Daf Lamed Zayin. We are on Lamed Zayin, actually. We are up to, we're the fifth line, where it says, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Yisomim ain't tzrichin prizbal. Yisomim don't need a prizbal. That means the father owed them money. The father was owed money. Father died. Now the Yisomim want to collect the money. They don't need a prizbal. I sweet the comes. They don't need a prizbal. Why not? V'chein tani rami barachama. Yisomim ain't tzrichin prizbal. They don't need a prizbal. Why not? The Rabbi Gamliel, Ubeis Dino, Avi and Shal Yisomim. Because Rabbi Gamliel and his Bezdin is the equivalent of being like the father of the Yisomim. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Avi and Shal Yisomim, Umumonam Alehem. The money's transferred to them. Umumunam Alehem, and they're in charge of them. The Al Mumonam, and on their money also. Vahavish Tarosehen, Kimisurin LeBezdin. And it's as if the shtar has already been given over to Bezdin. That's the whole heter of a prizbal. The prizbal is that I'm not allowed to collect on Shemitah, but Bezdin's allowed to, because Bezdin's not a person.
So it's not that there's no prizbal, there is a prizbal, but it's automatic.
Exactly, right. Exactly. Ha diktani Rabbi Gamliel, Shaya Bezdino Kayim. And why did they pick Rabbi Gamliel? Did you say any Bezdin? What's Rabbi Gamliel? Because Rabbi Gamliel was alive when this memoir was said, and he had a bezdin. For no way, kishenishnas mishnazu, and he was around when this memoir was written, was stated. For ha, Dori Bar Chama, Brisa who, what Rabbi Chama said is quoting a Brisa. Very good.
And before this, they saw didn't have a guarantee.
What?
Before this, Rabbi Gamliel's time.
The Yisomim, maybe not. Maybe not.
So why didn't they make a takonah to make a communal prizbal? And for instance, the goal was to people continue the land.
Because the same,
it's made for everybody.
Right. Because maybe people actually kept the Torah. When the Torah says, when Shemitah's coming close, don't not lend money. Because you're afraid. Right. Don't do that. So people didn't do that. Right? So what kind of loan is that to those kind of people? It's tzedakah.
Right.
Right? Because they're not going to get it back. So it's tzedakah. We're going to see on Amid Beis that even though you can't collect the money, the borrower is supposed to say, "But I want to pay anyway." And if he says that, then you're allowed to pay. Then Shemitah doesn't cancel. That's the right thing to do.
Right?
That's the right thing to do.
Does wife get anything, or all goes to Yisomim?
It's complicated. We'll learn about that above Basra. The whole rules about the Yerusha. Anyway, Tanan Hasam, we learned over there, Ein Kosvin Prusbel Ela Al Karka. You can only write a Prusbel if you have Karka. Why is that? Only if you own land. Why is that? So Rashi says, El ala karka, im yesh karka la love. If the borrower has karka, why? Because the lo tiknu ela bisman shakasov chachov kishtar rov shtaros. Because they made a takana that it should be like rov shtaros. Shehein govin menakarka. Most shtaros are a provision that there's a way for the guy to collect the money, right? Like we say in many places. The Rabbanan don't make a takana for some rare ridiculous case, which never happens. Now, people, right? So, most of the time, this is not so ridiculous and so rare to borrow money without karka, but it's the minority, right? Even though the karka doesn't have to be worth the loan. You don't have to have that. Karka kolshu, you can even have a tiny piece of land. I bought $1 million and my karka's worth $50. Doesn't matter. As long as you have karka, right?
Sounds like
$1,000. Even if the size of land you have can only put a needle on it. It's all it can fit, it's a needle. It's all it can fit, it's a needle. That's enough of karka. And now we're going to learn, in Elo, if you don't have karka, I don't have karka. So, mizakehu b'sok sadeo kolshu. The lender will give the borrower karka. You hear this? He's mezaka to him karka, so he can have karka. So the loan, the whole thing is built in, is stacked against the lender. Why? what kind of lender does that?
Right.
I'm giving you mezaka you land, yeah, so that Shemitah won't be mishamit.
Shalim.
What? No, but you don't have karka. So if you don't have karka, Beth doesn't write a principle. So what do we do? Oh, we make the lender give the borrower karka.
But the land comes back anyways.
What? Fine, but it's just for the purpose of Shemitah. Just so you can write a principle. Right? V'kama kolshuhu. How much is a kolshuhu? How much is that? Amar v'chia bar v'ashi. Amarav afilu kelach shel kruv. Even you can just put one stalk in there. Amar of Yehuda afilu hish'ilu makom l'tanov l'kirayim. Kosin alof principle. Even if I lent you a spot just to put a oven, maybe it's not even, you can't even work that land. It's in a place where you can't, doesn't grow, whatever. The concrete, the point is, They lent him. Right, he lent him a place.
He lent him the land.
That's lent him the land, so he can put his oven there over there, so he can cook some food. So that's enough of I own land. Ooh, I'm a big shot. I own land.
Like
now I can write a prosbul. Exactly. The point is, you don't even own it. You borrowed it. Right, that's enough. We're very makel, which we want to encourage a prosbul. So we're making very makel about this.
It is a property right. It's a right either on that land.
Oh, we're going to get to that. Ain't is that true? For Tani Hinel Hillel Ein Kosvin Prozbul El Al Otzitz Nakov Bilvad. You can only write a prozbul if the otz is nakov, meaning it's being nourished from the ground. However, nakov in she ain't nakov lo, but only if it has a hole. Not if it doesn't have a hole. Amai? Why only if it has a hole? Ha ikka makomo. What about the spot where the flower pot is resting? What about that spot? That's also land. So it doesn't hang in the air, right? So lo tzricha demonach asichi. No, you put it on sticks or pegs, a tripod, something like that. So what about the
spot?
What about that? What about that spot?
Yeah, we still say you need
genie. No, but what about the spot underneath? What about the spot underneath? Where's the flower pot resting?
It's on stilts.
It's on stilts. So what are those stilts on? The ground. So what about that? So the Ramban says that that's not considered a davar chashuv for purposes of prosbul. Why not? So the Chasam Sofer explains because the only time we say that a davar chashuv, a mashahu is good, it's only if it's your land. If I'm giving you the land so that you can have land, then you need more than that. You can't have a mashahu. If it's my own land, it's my land. So I consider every spot is precious to me. But I don't have land. So you're giving me land now. Now you can give me one tiny spot. You gotta give me something more substantial. This is a place to put tripods. It's not substantial. You gotta give me a little more than that. Ravashi makdile gidma the dikla. Ravashi would give the guy a stump of the dekel tree for kasev ala prosbul. He'd write a prosbul. Rabbanan de Ravashi masri milaihu lahadadi. They just gave words to each other. They didn't even give a shtar. Rashi says, for a little further down where we are, Mole Mulayu, below Ksivas Prisbal. They didn't even write a Prisbal. Elakach Amalachaverim. They said to each other, Hareatem Bezdin, you guys are a Bezdin. Vichovi Moser Lochem, I'm giving my debt over to you. Vigavasu calls Mancharitz, and now you can collect my loan. They didn't even write it down. He's got three people after Davidin. All right, I'm making you the Bezdin. Right? Rabbi Yonas and Masar Mili, Lurchia Bar Abba. He also just did words. I have to do anything else? Just say it over? You don't have to do anything else. It's all good. Right? Tana Rabbanan, ain't lo karka. Listen, you don't have any karka. Ula Arev yesh lo karka. But my cosigner has karka. Right? Not my cosigner. What's an Arev? Guarantor. The guarantor has cosigner and principal. You write a principal. Lo ula Arev ain't lo karka. Let's say I don't have karka. My guarantor doesn't have any karka. But l'chayev lo yesh lo karka. But somebody owes me money. And he has karka. Also, kosvin olav prosbul. You could also write a prosbul for that. Why? Me the Rebbe Nassan from the vart of Reb Nassan. The Tanya Reb Nassan Omer Menayin Lanosha of Chaver Romana the Chaver bechaver Romana. How do you know that if A owes B and B owes C, that A can go straight to C, right? How do you know that? Or C can go straight to A. Menah, how do you know that? Shematzir Mana Vnasan Lozeh Tamad Lamba Vnasan LaAsher Asham Lo. You can go who the one who really owes you. Right, A owes B and B owes C, so really A owes C. Same thing over here. I don't have a land. I don't have any land. My guarantor also has no land, but someone owes me money. He has land. So the guy I owe the money to really is going straight to him. What do you want from me? I don't have any money. Go straight to him. So he has land. That's enough for a principal. For me. It's enough for a principal for me that he has land. He owes me money. Right? See how makel we are.
So if it's all verbal,
and we say, right, it doesn't have to be value. It doesn't have to be equal to value. It's I owe $1 million and I have land the size of a bean. That's not equal value. That doesn't matter. Because the whole, like Rashi said, the whole point was that it should be something shchiach. Right? Most of the time, people have land. You have a way to guide to collect. Many times that wasn't equal either. It was something. It was a little bit of a something, right? Like a mashkin. Mashkin has to be equal. The whole discussion about that. We're going to get to mashkins in a minute.
If it's all verbal, Melander dies, what do you do?
What?
We said he could just be mealy. So if it's all verbal, Melander dies, what do you do?
So in halacha, in the Torah, the only reason why you write a shtar is so nobody should lie.
Right.
If everybody's honest and everybody agrees, that's what it says. That's what it says. That's what took place. That's what happened. What? Well, Havdil, in American laws, I like that. Because any
contract. It's a question of evidence. Contract.
Correct.
A verbal contract is a contract.
But a verbal contract in American law is also a contract. Just not if it's. He's right. But if it's a contract that has to do with land, it has to be written.
It's a defense statute.
It's a defense. It's a defense. If I make a verbal contract with you, I'm going to sell you my house. I can't enforce that, really, in America. Because it has to be written. There are exceptions, whatever. But but in halakha, not like that. You can have a verbal contract. The only question is, people are going to lie. You write it down. You can't lie. It's written down. But if everyone's honest, there's nothing wrong with writing it. Nothing wrong with being oral. That's okay. Right?
Obviously. It would be nice.
But
like
right.
It just seems a little funny if I'm making a loan, I'm lending you $10 million. I'm not feeling secure because you have a piece of land worth 5 cents.
And what if I had a piece of land worth how much did you say? 10 million.
Yeah.
And what if I have property worth 1 million? It's also only 10%. The answer is that it's just a security, right? You're supposed to pay back the money. No, it's not a mashka. It's a security. If you don't pay, I have had to collect something.
Right.
Not always equal. Again, this is we're not talking about dishonest people. We're talking about honest people. However, the Torah does say that when Shemitah comes, he can't collect. So okay, so the rabbi said, you know what, we'll make a prosbul. But we're only gonna do it if the guy owns land. He doesn't own land, we'll give him the land. He doesn't own land, but the Oriv, that's also good. The guy who owes him, it's also good. We're very makel. Right?
I know, super
makel. Tanan Hasam. We learned over there, I believe in Masechtas Shviyas, Hashviyas Mishametes Es Hamalveh. The shviyas cancels a debt, bein b'shtar, bein shelo b'shtar, whether this is a shtar or not. Right? Now, Rabbi Shmuel, Darman Tevayu, Rabbi Shmuel said, it doesn't mean if there's a shtar or not. The Rabbi Shmuel can't believe that somebody would care that b'shtar, what does it mean b'shtar? Is a shtar, sheyesh lo achvayis nechasim. When it said that even if there's a shtar, that means even if there's a nechasim. Right? I own a lot of property. Still, it's still canceled, the debt. And shelo b'shtar means she'ein lo achvayich nechasim. The guy had no way to collect. It could have been it was written down. Could have been. When it said lo shtar, it means the shtar is really worthless. Because I don't have the money anyway. You don't have any way to how are you going to get it back, right? Kol shkein milval peh. And for sure, if it was just an oral loan. Hi, can I borrow a few dollars till I get paid? I'm a little tight now. Okay, hey, here's $100. Tied you over. That's for sure going to become canceled when Shemitah comes. I don't even mention that, right? So when it said shtar and lo shtar, they're both a shtar. One had security, one didn't have security. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon, Lakishtar, Mitavayu. No, b'shtar. No, when it says b'shtar, shtar she'ein lo achrayis nechasim. That means there's no nechasim. And shelo b'shtar. And if there's no shtar, milval peh. That's a milval peh, a loan without anything written down. Avo shtar she'ein lo achrayis nechasim ein lo mishamet. But if the shtar has written down. And I had security. Then Shemitah doesn't cancel that. You know why Shemitah doesn't cancel that? Why doesn't Shemitah cancel such a debt? I borrowed $1 million from you, and I have a house worth $1 million. So I wrote down in the shtar, if I don't pay you, you take my house away. Right. That Shemitah doesn't cancel that debt. Why not? According to Rish Lakish. Why not? Says Rashi. Because the kigavui dami. It's as if it's already collected. It's a foolproof. How you're not collecting that?
Right.
It's as if it's already collected.
But you have to transfer title.
Okay, fine.
So you have to the whole process.
It's just details. The point is, the loan is really already...
Right.
It's as if it's already collected. It's as if the lender already has it.
Right.
He's got it in the bag. Now, is it really in his property yet? No. But it's just... All you got to do is fill out some paperwork, and then it's his. Right? The Gevuyos Mamish. It's a mamish, vein kan chov. It's not a chov.
You also pay recording fee.
Okay.
Details?
It's all details. The point is the debt, he's sitting pretty. And therefore, it's already collected, and therefore, the Shemitah doesn't cancel such a debt. You don't need a principal for it.
What?
No, it's not true. Hey, can I borrow $100 till I get paid? I'm all tight. Yeah, here's 200. Don't worry about it. And Shemitah comes tomorrow. I don't have to pay it back.
But every debt that has a in a chenani.
He's right. Every debt. This is, I don't know if we hold like this. There's a Rish Lakish said this, right? Every debt that has karka, you don't have to write a first bill. Why? It's in the bag. It's all good. Tanya Kavatsi Rav Yochanan Rav Shimon Bar Lakish. We actually have a brisa that says that. It says Shtar Chov Meshamet. Shtar Chov is canceled. Ve'im Yesh Baruch Reis Nechazim Eina Meshamet. And if you have a way to security, then it's not Meshamet. Why? It's in the bank. It's going to be collected. No, karka, because any nechassim you can get rid of.
You can
sell everything on eBay. And the guy comes, oh, I was looking for that antique painting. It's worth $1 million. Oh, I sold that. Can't sell it. Can't get rid of land. What? You don't. You don't. For this, you don't need a prusbel. All right. So they hold. You don't need a prusbel if you have land. If you don't have land, you do need a prusbel. Now I'm not sure. You asked me a question before. Does the land have to equal the debt? That I don't know. Because we said before, even if the land is worth a nickel, you'll write a prusbel. Now we're saying, no, if you have land, you don't have to write a prusbel. Why? Because it's in the bag. But that it's mashman, it has to be equal.
Well, this is,
right? It has to be equal. Can't be that I own a post box, it's worth $300-$400, and I owe you $1 million, and there's no, the kid debt's not canceled. Why? Oh, it's in the bag. What do you mean it's in the bag? It's not worth anything. So I don't know. By a prusbel, we do that. So do we even do it here? Not to even write a prusbel? Rashi said, like, it's already collected. So I don't know if we say that, so if we go so far. Tanya Iduch, we learned elsewhere, Siyam lo sada achas b'halva also in a mashamit. Even if I show you, you see that field over there? That field, that's going to be what I'm paying you back. If I don't give you the cash, now by the way, when you borrow money, you pay back in cash. If I don't give you the cash, that's the field you're going to get. If you say that, maybe you have to record that in front of Adim or something. But that's also good, right? Not only that.
It's different than case, since the guy agrees to it.
What?
Before we were saying something.
Yeah, but the point. But there's a halacha that when Shemitah comes, the loan is canceled.
That's what I'm saying. So
here, it's not canceled. Why? Same idea. It's already collected. That's what he showed me. It's already collected. It's already in my bag. It's already.
Did you have to have it appraised or not?
Maybe. I think that's. I'm not sure, but it seems like yes. Not only that. Even if I tell you all my property and all my stuff, this might be what you're saying, Shia. All my property and all my stuff is achrayis. In other words, that's security for the debt. Also not mishamit, says Rashi. Delo dummy legavi kol kach kisim. Afilu hachi eino mishamit. It's not as good as I have exactly the spot, the fields to pay you. And I have a painting, and I have this, and I have, it'll all add up.
Rashi before said specifically, Shiva lo kachasov, because actually it says a Shiva shalach chayes kachasov.
Okay, fine.
It says it is karka specifically.
Right. So now he's saying, okay, I have all my possessions. We'll be able to pay the debt. That's not as firm. That's also good. And therefore, Shemitah's not mishami. Because why? Because Lamaisa, the guy's. It's as if it's collected. The guy has a way to get the money. Kriveder of Asi, Havileahu Shtara, they had a star, Davikasiv Bay, Achrayas Nechasim, it said that they have a way to pay. If they don't pay, you can take the field away. Also a commander of Asi, the Kantor of Asi, Amalei Meshamed or Ain Meshamed? Does Shemitah cancel such a debt or not? Amalei Ain Meshamed? No, it doesn't. It doesn't cancel. Right? That's not canceled. Why? It's collected already. Shavke, he said they went away. They didn't like that answer, right? They wanted to know that was canceled.
Right.
Shavke, Vasil Kamidr of Yochanan, Amalei Meshamet, that's canceled. So also Vasil Kamidr of Yochanan, Amalei Meshamet, Ain Meshamet. Is it canceled or not? Amalei Meshamet, it's canceled. I have Amar Hu the Amar Ain Meshamet, but you yourself said it's not canceled. So Amalei, I'm not sure what this answer is. Vechib Ibnesha Anu Medamin Nase Maisa. Just because we hold like that in the base of Medrash, is that how we really paskin? Is that the answer he just gave? What, is that the answer he gave? Something like that, right? Just because in the base of Medrash, that's how it sounds good. We sit there with the svaris and back and forth and all the lamdas, lamaisa, we're not going to hold like that.
Right?
We're not going to hold like that.
To extract money, we're not going to go that far.
To think about it in the base of Medrash, it sounds all great.
Right.
Lamaisa, we're not going to do that. Right? Amalei, I bought Tanya Kavase Demar, but there's a Brisa that holds like that. The Brisa holds like that. It's not just Stam lamdas in the base of Medrash. The Brisa said that. Amalei, Dilma Hahiki Beit Shammai. Now maybe that was only Beit Shammai. Right? Hida Amri. That Shtar Omed Legabos Kigabos Dami. Every star is like that. Right? Beit Shammai has a sheet like that. Where Rashi says, Homed Legabos. Miyacha Shtar Kashahu. Vakaka Meshubit Bo. Yeah, you have a good star. The Kaka is Meshubit to it. So that that's collected. All Beit Shammai only holds like that. We don't hold like that. Beit Hill doesn't hold like that. Right? Therefore, yeah, maybe that price was like in Beishamai's world. In Beishamai's world, Taki, it's true. We don't hold like that.
said, this guy was, the relative was owed money, so why wouldn't he be happy with the first answer, Ein L'shamayim?
Maybe it was the other relatives. No? The ones who owed the money.
Well, it says he was a creditor who held a certain note of indebtedness against the borrowers. Wouldn't he be happy with Ein L'shamayim?
I don't understand that either. I don't know. That's why I thought it was the other people.
No, it was a creditor who held a note against the lover. And they said, Ein L'shamayim, I would think he'd just stop right there.
So I don't know why. So why did they go to Rabbi Yochanan for?
Yeah.
If they were happy with us, maybe he, I don't know.
They just want a second opinion.
For what? You don't only get a second opinion if you don't like the first opinion. You don't get a second opinion if you like the first one. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. Okay, Tanan Hassam. We learned over there. Hamal ve'es chaveiro mo'os ala mashkin. If somebody borrows money with a mashkin, v'hamos tor shtarot sof lebezdin, or he gives a shtar over to bezdin, which is a principle, ain mishamdin, it doesn't get cancelled. Now, Bishlom mo'os tor shtarot sof lebezdin, I understand why if you give it over to bezdin, it doesn't get cancelled. The tofsi lehu bedina. Because now bezdin's in charge of his debt. Ella milva al mashkin my timer. What about it? What's a mashkin? Why is that good? So Amar Rava Bishum de Tafaslay, right? Bishum de Tafaslay, since the Malva has the mashkin, right? He doesn't care about the debt anymore, because I got my mashkin. I got the painting, it's worth exactly $1 million, but I left $1 million. I'm all good, I'm happy. Right? So then there's no debt. There's no because he has the mashkin. Amale Abaya Elamayata. But according to this, this is a very difficult Gemara now. Halvehu, I lend you money, then vidar b'chatzero, and then I go live in your house. Right? Right? The malve, the lender, goes to live in the lova's house. So what's he doing? It's a mashkin. Right? It's really a mashkin. I moved into your house.
So the house is a mashkin.
Right, the toughest lay, and therefore it's like I'm getting free rent.
Right.
Gave free rent. So isn't that the same thing as a mashkin? Hachanami delo mashamit? Wouldn't that also be this? You're going to tell me that doesn't get canceled? Rashi's very difficult here, because Rashi says that you moved in. Where does Rashi say it? The toughest lay. V'eino nogsho, v'tov v'klum. Yeah. So Rashi seems to say that he went in beheter. So if he went in beheter, why isn't that the same thing as a mashkin?
The
Malva. Yeah, the Malva. You know what? I owe you. Come stay in my house. It's a beautiful beach house. Come for the summer. People rent it out $10,000 a week. Whatever, in this fancy place in the Hamptons. Come and you stay there. Okay, good. I'll stay there.
You're getting into the realm of rivers.
What? No. No. Let's say it's equal. It's paying back. It's a mashkin.
Yeah, but then he never has to pay back.
Fine.
He's using it. He's not a mashkin.
Okay, so maybe not. But the point is, what about Shemitah? Then they tell me Shemitah is not Meshameh debt? So why is that different than a mashkin? Why is that different? That's why all the other Rishonim hold, no, the guy who moved in is a squatter. So that doesn't count, it's not a mashkin. Who told you to come here?
Wait, if I go and grab something.
Yeah, no, but you can't do that, it's not a mashkin.
It's not a mashkin, I should grab
it. Oh, so...
You can't grab karka.
What?
You can't grab
karka. Exactly, but he did, he moved into the guy's house.
He moved. Stop grabbing karka.
So, 1 second, to Amalahu, no.
It's squatter's rights.
Shani mashkin, a mashkin's different. Why? The Kani Lay Midrub Yitzchak. Because you mashkin, you own it, like Rabbi Yitzchak said. Tamar Rabbi Yitzchak, Menayin lebalchov, shekona mashkin. How do you know that a balchov acquires a mashkin? Shenemar ulechati etzadaka. It should be etzadaka. In ain a kona, etzadaka menayin. What kind of etzadaka is that? Yeah. Mikan lebalchov, shekona mashkin. The balchov mamish gets a mashkin. So why is moving into the house different? What's the difference?
You can't handle it right away, I guess, maybe. Mashkin, you don't touch it.
Right, so it's very difficult. Gemara here, so the Rashba says, no, he moved in without permission. It's not a mashkin. Whatever you want to call that, right? He's deducting. I don't know what you want to call that. It's not a mashkin. That's not the same thing. If you did that, Shemitah doesn't mashamei that. Right? Okay. Tanan Hassam, we learned, Hamachzir chov lechaveiro b'shvias. If you want to return a chov b'shvias, Rashi says something very controversial on top. He says, b'zman shahashvias noheges. What does it mean, b'zman shvias?
Yeah.
When Shemitah applies.
Yeah,
it means it applies now. But it applies now to Rabbanon. So what's Rashi talking about?
Yeah.
Bizman Shah Shmita no Heges, Va'avra Allah Shvias.
Does he mean Midoraisa?
But it must be that, but we still have Darbonan anyway.
It could mean just
an Eretz Yisrael. Right. Others say, no. What this means is, during Shmita, when it's canceled, you come to pay back the money. So Rashi says, no, that's not what it means. It means when Shmita is no Heges. Right, no Heges. Va'avra Allah Shvias, V'yachakach zero. Now I want to pay you back, and I'm not allowed to pay you back because Shmita's canceled it. Right? V'lo echziruhu b'shviyas atzma. He didn't return it during Shviyas. De'im keng lo havetzarach l'mim ha-mashamet ani. You wouldn't have to say, hey, the debt's canceled. De'kaim alanen shviyas mashamet el b'sofa. Because only at the end of the year. Okay? It's a controversial thing Rashi just did. Anyway. Right, would be no heges. Meant it sounds like, oh, there are times that Shviyas doesn't apply. So even if it doesn't apply to Araisa, that's a whole discussion. The Rabbanan still applies. Anyway. Maybe he meant only the Raisa. Anyway, Tzorach Shiomer lo Meshamet Ani. You have to say, Taka, it's Meshamet. V'im Amal Afal Pikein. And if he says it doesn't matter, nevertheless, Yikabel HaMenu. You can accept it. Shinar Markel, it says, V'zeh Dvar Shmita. This is the Dvar of the Shmita. I mean, the Dvar Shmita. It means you can have the comes from the word Dibor, to talk. You can have this discussion. Here's the money. By the way, I can't accept the money because of Shmita. Yeah, but I want to do the right thing. Here's the money. That's perfectly acceptable. Right? Amar Rabba Vitali Le Ad Amar Hachi. Not only that, we'll put the money over there till he says, okay, I want to give it anyway. Right? Ezvi Abaya, Kishunote Lo, when you give it, Ayomalo Bechovi Aninote Lecha. You can't say I'm giving this as a debt. You can't say that. Ela Omer, Ela Yomalo Shalihe, it's really mine. Umatana Aninote Lecha. We have it due as a present. So what
it's
do
also,
you mean?
It's also the Shmita year or in general?
No, in Shmita year.
Shmita year.
I don't have to pay it back. But I'm doing it anyway. That's a nice guy I am. I'm giving it a matana.
Maybe we're in Rashi wrong. We're Rashi saying that one time when we had Shvirs, the Oraisa, it's a whole year in Shav Shana.
No. I know. So
as opposed to...
Right.
It's actually Shvirs itself.
Right.
As opposed to... It's not saying that there was no Shvirs now.
Right.
It's saying that the whole year...
I hear. So Amalei, he told him back, Talilei... Nami ad amarachi. That's what he meant. And so what's Abai's question? Abai's question is that you say afal pikein, and I hear he says no, it's a matana. The answer is it's the same thing. Abba bar Marta, the have Abba bar Menume, have masik be Rabba Zuzei. He borrowed money from Rabba. I sin on a hele b'shvius, and he came back on shvius. Amalei meshamatani. I can't collect it. The shmita came. So what happened? Shaklun of Azel. The guy left. The guy went home. Also, Abaya came. So Rabbi was saying, "Amaleh, my husband, my wife said, Amaleh, hachi havi my said." This is what happened. The guy comes to pay back the loan. I told him it's shmita, and he went home. So Amaleh, Azal Agabe. So Abaya went to this guy. Amaleh, Amtisle Zuzi Lamar. You borrowed money from him. Amaleh, yeah, in yeah. Amaleh, my Amalach. He came to pay it back. Yeah, what did he tell you? Amaleh, Meshamet, and he told me I can't take the money. It's shmita. Amaleh, the Amartale Afal Pikein. You told him Afal Pikein. Amalei lo, no, I didn't say that. Amalei the iya martalei afal pikein havishik lino minach. You know, if you would have said that, he would have taken it from you. He's a very the Achronim say Rabbi was a very poor man. I don't know how he was able to lend somebody money, but he was poor. So hashda miyas amtinu nehilei ve'emalei afal pikein. Go to him and tell him afal pikein. Go to him and tell him. You can tell now, even though I'm not allowed to, I don't have to pay back afal pikein.
Why can't we give it back?
Yeah, so it's going to end.
Yeah.
So azal. Amtinu nehilei went to pay him back. Amalei afal pikein shaklinhu mine. He took it, right? Okay. Amalei lo have be amalei amal lo have be daita b'hai tzurmer debana meikara. Right. This Talmud Chacham didn't have the das to think about this beforehand and tell me afal pikein. Okay.
They basically forced him to pay back.
Correct. Basically. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. But he didn't mind. The guy didn't mind. He didn't mind paying it back.
Yeah,
but he said, I'm not breaking that halacha.
I know, but if
you say afal pikein, then you're allowed it? Well, then 100% I'll do it.
But if he didn't mind, then he would have done it right away.
That's the thing. He didn't know. He didn't know. That's what he said. He criticized. He didn't know that. Amal Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Nachman, Neman Adam Lomar, Prozbal Ha Yabiyadiva Avimenu. A person's believed to say, I had a Prozbal, but I lost it. Why? My time of why? Because given the Tikkun of Rabbanan Prozbal, since Rabbanan made up a Prozbal, Lo Shafik Ater V'Achali Surah. So who's not going to get a Prozbal?
Right.
Such an easy thing. So go get a prosbul. So no one's going to do that. Ki asit lekamei derav amalei midi prosbul havilach va'avad ki gonzeh pesach pisach le'ilimhu. Not only that, if you don't have a prosbul, we'll ask you, did you make a prosbul? Like a person's an elaine will benefit on their behalf. So you have a prusbul maybe? V'tanan, v'chein balchov, shemotze shtarchov, v'eini mepruzbul. If someone has a balchov, and if someone owes money, doesn't produce the prusbul, hara'il lo yifro. But we said you can't pay back. And then here we said before, we tell them, don't you have a prusbul? So it's tanoyi, it's a machlokes. T'tanya, hamotze shtarchov, tarashi imo prusbul. You have to have the prusbul with him. V'chomom einon tzarech. And they say, no, you don't have to have it with him. Right? You don't have to. Why not? Because it's understood you have a prusbul. Who doesn't make a prusbul? That's so easy. What?
You download CBD.org.
Exactly.
That's right.
Oh, should I do the second one?
Right now, yeah. The third, it's the third one.
Third?
Yeah.
Are we doing Mishnah?
You're right, yes, we are. Next. Eved Shenishba. All of a sudden now we're talking about Avadim for the next week. Eved Shenishba. And Eved runs away. Upidouhu. And somebody redeems him. Right? He ran away and he got caught. So he's in jail. I'll bail him out. What happens to him? Im l'shum eved. If I bail him out, then he should become an eved. Yishtabe. He becomes an eved. For who? For me or for the first master? It's a machlokes in the Gemara. Im l'shum ben chorin. If he's a ben chorin, lo yishtabe. He doesn't go back to the first master.
Well, I just thought you said it was an eved.
What?
How does he become free?
Because I bailed him out. He ran away. I bail him out. Either he goes, and then why did I bail him out? I want an eved for myself.
Of course, for yourself.
So some say he comes to me, some say he goes back to the first master.
Right.
Now, if I bailed him out to be a free man, he becomes a free man. Why? The Gemara will explain everything. No, no matter what, it goes back to number one. Now, Maya Skinan, what's going on here? If it's before the owner, the first master, gave up hope. Right? You redeemed us to be a free man. Who made you in charge? What do you mean? You redeemed to be a free man. Let him go back to the first master. What's going on here? And el acha yeish, and it's after yeish l'shum eved am I yishtabe. So why doesn't he go free? The master gave up hope. Where you come from?
No,
right?
No. If after yeish, why should be enslaved again?
Exactly. That's exactly the question. Amar Abaya, lo alon lufnei yeish. Really, it's before yeish. Ulushum av ulushum eved yishtabed l'rabo rishon. You're right. If you did it for an eved, it goes back to the first master. Now, who made you? Ulushum ben chorin lo yishtabed lo l'rabo rishon v'lo l'rabo sheni. If you did it for a free man, he doesn't go back at all. L'rabo sheni lo dahave ulushum ben chorin pirkin. Well, you redeemed him to be free. L'rabo rishon nami lo dilma memani v'lo pirki. Because if he's going to go back to the first master, no one's ever going to want to redeem the guy. Why should I pay money to him to go back to him? Why should I do that? Now, there's a mile of doing this because they become free, they become Jews. So, why should I do that? I should pay money that he should go back to the first man. I'm not doing that. Rav Shir Megam Leel comes along. Begach obegach yishtabek. Now, no matter what, he goes back. Why? Kasavar. Kishem shemitzvah liftos es b'nei chorin. Just like there's a mitzvah to redeem free people. My neighbor got into a jam. Shouldn't help the guy out. My neighbor got arrested. Shouldn't go help him out. I'm talking about a place where there was, improper, unlawful things going on. I shouldn't bail the guy out, my neighbor. So kach mitzvah liftos es avodim. So too say they were avodim. They have mitzvahs keisha. I should do something to bail them out, right? Rava Amar, no. Olam acha yeish. Really, the whole mission is talking about after yeish. So l'shum eved yishtabed l'rabo sheni. After yeish, this guy's free game. I redeem him to be my eved. He becomes my eved. It's free game. The master has yeish. L'shum ben chorin, but if I redeem him to be a free man, lo yishtabed lo l'rabo rishon v'lo l'rabo sheni. L'rabo sheni lo dehal ben shomer pirkei. I did it. He should be free. Exactly. L'rabo rishon nami lo dehalacha yeishu. It was after yeish. So that's it. He's free. Rishur ben gamliel amar no begachu begach yishtabed. No matter what, he goes to yishtabed. Why can the chizkiya? Tama chizkiya. If nema amru begachu begach yishtabed. Why do we say that? No matter what, he goes back to becoming a slave. What's going to happen? Every slave is going to run away, get caught, get bailed out by some nice guy, and he's a free man. So we're not doing that. We don't want
the assumption that
he's right. So we don't want to. There's a lot of organizations out there that do a lot of things like this. A lot of good, quote unquote good. They do a lot of good for the world, right?
This is the one.
Right. So he'll get, that's it. And then all of a sudden, he's a free. So his incentive to run away. We don't want to do that. So therefore, it says from Shirmei Gamliel, no, it goes back no matter what.
Well, now, what does family also become free if he becomes free?
I don't know. So now we're literally right in the middle. We'll flesh it out more tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Right.